I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. What began as an effort to create a Hindu nationalist state in India has backfired. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers says concern over maintaining freedom of religion in Tamil Nadu led to the permanent annulment of another anti-conversion law. Neighboring states may still enforce their laws, says Stravers, but ministry continues in spite of it.
Because of the boldness of Christians who refuse to be intimidated by laws and by threats, the church is growing rapidly in Orissa. So we need to pray that, like the apostles of the New Testament, Christian believers will take courage, trust God, and witness boldly.
Meanwhile, World Vision is finishing a groundbreaking aid distribution to an isolated tribal area of Pakistan. Villages in Northwest Frontier Province were off-limits to outsiders for centuries, but after the devastation of last October's earthquake, tribal leaders issued a desperate plea for outside intervention for the first time in living memory. World Vision responded with $2 million in aid. Pray that God would continue opening doors in Pakistan. And Ghana's people face persistent unemployment and underemployment. The key, says Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan, is training. Their school in Pram Pram provides skills training as well as Bible training. With growth comes challenge, Brennan explains.
Transportation is a real problem. Most of the people here would have to travel by taxi. So we're really praying that God could supply us with a bus or a small van, somewhere where we could transport the students here to the center.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. A free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.